بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. May peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn the classes of the traps of Satan, and the title of the class of today is the illegal wealth. As we learned last week, that loving wealth is natural for man, so Shaitan is trying through the love of wealth to deviate man from the right path through encouraging man to earn money from illegal ways. Actually, last week we started about so long, I think both of you were not there last week. Last week we started to learn about the ways how Shaitan is trying to reach man, and the most easy and the most common way is through the wealth. And we learned last week how man loved wealth, as Allah clarifies this in the Holy Quran. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. You like the wealth so much. Okay, and every man is created with the love of wealth. And because of that, Shaitan knows this fact, and he is trying always to motivate man to deviate from the right path through the love of the wealth. And we learned from the story of the Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, about the rich and the poor, whom they have, you know, a conversation, that the rich was telling to the poor that I have the wealth and this is the source of my power, and on the Day of Judgment I will find better and better. The other one reminded him of Allah and the power of Allah, and that the power is not the power of the wealth, because the one who provides the wealth is Allah the Almighty. So Allah punished the wealth, the wealthy man who was very arrogant, and actually Allah destroyed all his wealth to prove that the source of the power is Allah, not the wealth. So today, inshallah, we are continuing to learn about the ways, the illegal ways of earning wealth, which the shaitan is trying with every one of us to follow. This is the main. So today, inshallah, we will learn the different illegal ways which the shaitan is trying to motivate every one of us to follow in order to earn a lot of money. But unfortunately, this is illegal, haram money, which is never blessed by Allah. We will start by the most common illegal way to earn money or wealth, which is riba, the interest. Okay? So we will start by learning what is the meaning of riba. Riba means, riba is an Arabic word, and it means to increase. In Arabic, it means to increase. Raba yarbu, to increase. Okay, but in English, it means charged interest. Okay, what is the meaning of riba? The meaning of riba, for example, is to borrow money from the bank, okay, or from any other source of money, and to return that money after fixed amount of time with percentage increase, in order to compensate for the time value of the money. Okay? So if, for example, I borrowed, I am planning to borrow $1,000 from the bank, okay, and I will return that money after 1 year, I will not return 1,000. I will return, for example, 1,100. Okay? Why? Because this is the fixed interest of the bank. Okay, this is the problem, is in the fixed interest, the fixed increase. This is the riba. Okay, so this 10% increase, which is fixed by the bank, this is the riba, this is the charged interest. I will clarify to you more and more why Islam is against charged interest. Also, the opposite, okay, if I put my money in the bank, for example, $1,000, okay, and the bank clarified to me or informed me that after 1 year I will take the 1,000 plus 10% increase, okay, or interest of my money. So after 1 year, the 1,000, okay, will be 1,100. Okay, so this is the other form. There are a lot of forms of interest when you buy a car, okay, and you know, over 3 years, for example, you would pay an interest with your credit card. You pay interest. Actually, interest is in every aspect of our life, especially in the West. Okay, So now, let us learn from the Holy Quran what is the problem of the interest and why it is prohibited in Islam, in order to be sure that Islam actually is the religion of justice and Islam is the religion for the actually the benefit of the human being and the benefit of the communities. Inshallah, we will recite from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 275, 78, and 79. These are the three verses of the Quran which are related to the interest or riba in the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 275. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You get it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Those who consume interest cannot stand on the day of resurrection except as one stands who is being beaten by Satan, who is insanity. This is because they say trade is just like interest, but Allah has permitted trade and has forbidden interest. So whoever has received an automation from his Lord and desists may have what is passed and a fair rest with Allah. But whoever returns to dealing in interest or in usury, those are companions of the fire and they will abide internally therein. Allah destroys interest and gives increase for charities, and Allah does not like every shining disbeliever. Indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds and establish prayer and give zakat will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. O you who have believed, fear Allah and give up what remains due to you of interest, if you should be believers. And if you do not, then be informed of war against you from Allah and His Messenger. But if you repent, you may have your principal. Thus you do no wrong, nor your wrong doing.
So actually, sister, these are the verses of the Holy Quran which are related to riba or interest. And Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, actually he had cursed the person who charged interest, the one who pays it, and the two witnesses, and the one who writes the contract, saying they bear the same responsibility. So actually, it is not only the one who charges or the one who who pays it, but also the two who are witnesses of the contract of the interest and the one who writes the contract, they are all sharing the same responsibility. And this is the clarification that this is the curse of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be upon him, okay, over those five people. Okay, so actually this is a clear proof for us that Allah is totally against the interest. Okay, and Allah is clarifying in these verses of the Holy Quran that those one of these people, or all of these people, they will rise up on the day of resurrection, except just as they are the standing of a person who was beaten by shaitan, leading him to insanity. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that on the day of resurrection, those whom they use interest in their life, okay, or they were witnesses for the contracts of interest, or they wrote the contracts of interest, that is to say, all whom they were around the interest, unfortunately, on the day of judgment, they will actually be standing totally confused, totally lost, as if they actually they were beaten by the shaitan, because the shaitan was the one behind the motivation for the interest and leading them to insanity. So the question is, what is the reason for this horrible fate for those people? The reason for that horrible fate is that they said trade is just the same as interest. Okay, this is the cause. Okay, their argument rested on the false assumption that the objective of both trade and interest was to secure gains. Okay, both of them. But the reality is that what is the difference between trade and interest? Okay, so that Allah made the trade to be halal or legal, and interest is haram, illegal. Okay, number one, trading is open to the risk, okay, of loss as well as of making profit. Okay, when you start a trade, okay, you are not sure you will win or you will gain money or you will lose all your money. Okay, so it is open to the loss of gain. Okay, number two, it requires real input from the trader. Okay, you must work hard, you must try your best, you may need to travel. Okay, it needs a lot of effort. But regarding the interest, on the other hand, actually the interest aims at bringing guaranteed gains for the lender in any case. This is the problem of the interest, the guaranteed gain. Okay, I will clarify to you also, and also the one who is actually earning the money through the interest, he is not doing any effort. I will put my money in the bank, and I will take the money with the interest at the end, while I am staying at home all the time. I didn't make any effort. Okay, so this is increased without effort, number one. Number two, it is guaranteed gain. Okay. Any transactions involving a guaranteed return for the lender are forbidden in Islam under all circumstances. Okay? Because Allah the Almighty, He wants us to work, okay, and to do an effort. Okay, this is number one regarding earning the money through the trade. Number two, the guaranteed return, okay, or the guaranteed gain, okay, is the cause why Allah is against the interest. Why? Okay, why Allah is against guaranteed gain or guaranteed increase or guaranteed interest. Why? Because, you know, sisters, the goal of creation of the human being is to worship Allah the Almighty. Worshipping Allah the Almighty means for any man, okay, is that Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the one who will give me, Allah is the one who will take from me. So I am dependent on Allah, and I need the help of Allah to earn my money, to increase my wealth. I am in continuous need of Allah the Almighty. Okay, but through the interest, okay, I will not be in need of Allah anymore, because I will put my money in the bank, and the bank will give me guaranteed gain after 1 year. So through that year, I am not in need of Allah anymore. Why? When someone will come and tell me, pray to Allah to increase your wealth, I will tell her, no, my wealth will not increase except through the bank. And I am sure that my money will increase because I have a guaranteed gain from the bank. When I wrote the contract or when I put my money in the bank, okay, they give me the guaranteed the percentage of the increase, for example, 10%. So I am sure that my 1,000 will be 1,010 after 1 year. They will not be more than 1,100. 100 and they will not be less. I know how my money will actually will be after 1 year. So I am not in need on calling on Allah, and I am not in need basically to think that Allah is the one who is behind the increase or decrease of my wealth, because it is the bank. It is the source of the money, not Allah. So gradually the people will be totally away from Allah the Almighty, and this is what is going on now in our life. Why most of the people are not connected to Allah? Because they believe that they are not in need of Allah. Because through the interest, they can have increase in their wealth, and they are sure of that increase. So why to play the game with the trade, where in the trade our money may increase or decrease, and we'll keep on calling on Allah, and we'll be all the time having the feeling that I am afraid. Maybe I will be successful, maybe I will not be successful, maybe my money will increase, maybe it will decrease. I will be all the time living the feeling of the worry, and I don't want all of this. So take Allah and the trade out of my life. Let me live with the interest, It is giving me the feeling of reassurance, and also I am sure that I will have the gain at the end of the year. So forget it, So this is number one, regarding why Allah is against the interest. Number two is that Allah is actually wants everyone to get the benefit of the money on the earth. Not only the money lenders. Under the interest system, only the money lenders are the one whom they are sure, that their money will increase by time. How? If I am the owner of the bank, I will give to Safiya $1,000. Or Safiya will put for me in $1,000. No, I will give to Safiya $1,000. I am sure Safiya will give it to me back when I will borrow her some money. $1,000, she will give it to me back $1,100. I gained $100, I am sure. This is the money lender. Suppose Safiya's trade. She opened a shop and she tried to sell some grocery, but it failed completely. Safiya will pay the price. Me, the money trade, the bank owner, I will never pay any price. None of my business. My money will increase continuously, irrespective of what is going on with those poor people whom they are actually borrowing the money from me. So gradually, the rich will be more rich, and the poor will be either struggling to keep, the same status, or they will be more poor because increase or decrease. Who is the one who is the winner all the time? The very rich one. And actually, they are few thousands in all the worldly life. Those whom they are the owners of the big companies. Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, Shell, oil companies, those are the people whom they own the banks, and they give the money to the bank, and they have the money back, and let everyone pay the price, none of their business. They control life, Now, again, man is the one who is controlling life, not Allah. Not Allah, through that system, through the interest system. So Islam is totally against interest, not for the sake of the wealth or the money, but for the sake of the relation between mankind and Allah, the Lord. We must have, Allah in our life, or the God in our life, the one who is controlling our life. So it must be clear that Islam, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is totally against the interest. But the problem is that, especially in the West, and now in our country, it is the same. For example, the credit card issue. The credit card is a form of is the interest. Now, all the Muslim countries, all the Muslims in the Muslim countries are having credit cards. So the question is, if they already knew that, it is an interest and it is against Islam, so why they are trying to push it very strongly? This is the issue. Because the money traders are pushing it very strongly. Those are the people whom they are controlling life. Not the rule of Allah is the one who is controlling life. Accordingly, out of Allah's mercy, it is clarified here that suppose now I was my money was all in the interest system. And now I recited these verses of the Holy Quran, and I decided from today not to use the usury, the interest system again. What about my money? Okay, it is the mercy of Allah that for anyone who decided to stop the interest, okay, regarding his previous interest activities, he will not be punished for it. Okay, whatever I have, I already have. Okay, no problem. Allah will not punish me because I don't know. And now I have the good intention that inshallah from today, O Allah, I will not again use the interest system regarding my money. Okay, and you can keep whatever you have before, you can keep it. Okay, and you can start now according to the rules of the Quran. I remember that. Okay, so this is also, sisters, a form or a reality of Allah's mercy. You will not lose whatever you have through the interest system. Okay, but you must actually try to think it over. You know, try to evaluate what gain you will have if you follow the interest and what gain you will have if you stop using the interest in your life. Actually, Allah said in the second law, destroys interest, the charity offerings to grow and increase. Let us stop with the word Allah destroys interest. Okay? Because actually, sisters, you know, if you try to feel these three words, Allah destroys interest, everyone will say, no, Allah doesn't destroy interest. In reality, because there are a lot of people, millions and millions and billions, they are living with the interest, and Allah didn't destroy their life. They are still living, and they are rich, and they have cars and homes very easily through the interest system. So what is the meaning that Allah destroys interest? Okay, what is the evidence that Allah destroys interest? The evidence for that rule is that no society has built its economy on interest system, and they had seen real prosperity. That is to say, peace, security, or happiness. A society may indeed be actually wealthy and productive, but these are not the signs of a blessed society. Okay, and let us focus on these words. Okay, now there are very rich countries. Okay, very rich, very wealthy. Okay, but if you try to have 100 people from this country, are they really happy? Are they really normal? Are they really human beings? Are they really having any values in their life? Okay? This is actually how to evaluate the happiness. Do they have peace in their life? Mental peace, security, reassurance, the reality of the good manners. Are they getting the benefit of the worldly life? What is the benefit of the worldly life for any human being? Is that, okay, I will add something good to humanity. Okay, I am an addition. I am a good addition to this life. Okay, I have kids whom they will be good human beings after me. Okay, or I am myself a good addition to the humanity. Okay, I am doing my work, I have good manners, I'm trying to help each other, I'm spreading, you know, the good language, whatever. Okay, if you try to evaluate how the human beings are living in the very wealthy societies, okay, you can look and see. Okay, you know why most of the human beings are, because most of the human beings are using interest. And Allah is destroying them. And destruction is not to destroy my body and I will be bedridden. No, destruction is the destruction of the most valuable part of me, my heart. I am a corrupted human being. If you tell me, get rid of your husband and I guarantee for you $3 million, I tell you immediately. Now, if you ask any kid, get rid of your parents and you will have 3 million. He will tell you, no, 10,000. Now you will get rid of both of them immediately for the sake of Allah.
No, not for 3 million at all. I want to get rid of them for free, even if they are good parents. This is the problem. Okay, when they are good parents, their kids will be highly interested to get rid of them for free. Okay, not for the interested. This is the reality which we are living in our worldly life now. In reality, where are the good hearts? Where is the honesty? Where is the the good manners? Where are, you know, there are a lot of manners which we are missing, and by time we are forgetting the good manners. Now everyone is very selfish. Very selfish, caring for myself. And I can make it a little bit wide, caring for my husband and my two kids. That's it. What about the rest of the world? None of my business at all. And I consider myself a person whom I am having very good manners, because I am caring for my family. Okay? For the sake of what? What is your intention regarding taking care of your family? This is for Allah's sake? Or for the sake of security, for the sake that your kids, when they grow up, they will take care of you, for the sake of, being very proud of your kids and your husband? What is your intention? If you are a good human being, your intention must be only for Allah's sake. I am doing all my responsibilities and I am taking care of my trust in this life for Allah's sake. This is the good heart. Where is the good heart? Okay, so we must believe, and actually I personally believe, that Allah destroys interest. In spite of the fact that, you know, if someone will come to me now and tell me, for example, Mona, give me $1,000 and I will give it to you $1,500 after 3 months, for example. Or leave your money in the bank, 1,000, and it will be always 1,000 without interest. As a human being created with the love of wealth, $500 after 3 months are very good also. You know, they can change my life. I can buy, a new sofa. I can buy, a new refrigerator, whatever. My life would be more beautiful with the $500. Okay, this is simply, this is very superficially. But if I try to think it with the depth, I will say to myself, these $500 are against Allah's rules. And the one who controls this life is Allah. So maybe I can use the $500 to buy a new refrigerator. Then next day I will have a car accident and I will lose I will lose $5,000, and I will also lose my health. Yes, because I am supposed to be destroyed by Allah, because I am using the interest and I am happy with the interest. So this is the most important, is to be convinced that Allah is the one who is controlling life. You know, and this is the problem with the interest system. By time, you can't follow any of the rules of Allah. This is one form of the destruction which Allah is making for those whom they are using the interest. By time you will follow shaitan in everything. You start with the interest and gradually. This doesn't mean that, those whom they are using the interest are criminals, because all of us are using the interest, unfortunately. Okay, but this means that, sister, we must try to decrease, money activities through the interest system as you can. Okay, if you have a credit card, try to pay it every month so that there will not be. If you are living, in a house, try to have it rent until you can have all the money and you can buy the house once. Okay, or be in the rent. Don't worry. A lot of people are under the impression that whatever I'm paying in the rent is totally lost. And if I collect all the money over the years, I was supposed to buy a good house. But still, it is not the stones of the house. It is the peace in the house, the love in the house, the relations in the house, the health in the house. We can have a big house and it is full of illnesses and diseases and drugs and whatever, which you will learn now more and more. So the most important regarding the interest is to believe that Allah destroys the interest. Okay, now we will continue. to learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that for those again, okay, for those whom they decided to follow the rule of Allah, Allah will not punish them, and they can have a new start with Allah the Almighty. They can repent to Allah regarding the interest, okay, and they can have their capital sums, and Allah will deal with them, will deal with them justly, because they dealt with Allah justly and they stopped the interest, inshallah. So this is number one regarding the interest. Okay, now we will learn another illegal way to earn the money, which is gambling and selling the liquor or the intoxicants. Okay, actually, as people love to increase their wealth, it is always the illegal ways. You know, you must know this, sister, so that you know everything will be clear in you, for you in this worldly life. It is always the illegal way, which is very fast, okay, and actually very easy regarding earning the wealth. Okay, why? Because this is the trade of shaitan, which is widely spread. As shaitan is deceiving people regarding gambling, okay, that gambling is a very easy way to increase wealth. You enjoy 3 hours playing and you earn a lot of money. Okay, so this is the deceiving shaitan, okay, because actually gambling is the real destruction for the human being, for the human being, for the community, for the family. Gambling especially is a very big problem, because gambling is related to addiction. Okay, and actually, if you know someone who is interested in gambling, okay, I can tell you Omar Sharif. Okay, Omar Sharif was one of the very famous people interested in gambling. He lost all his wealth, okay, on the table. Okay, one day he will earn 100,000, second day he will lose 500,000. Until he died actually in a mental institution. Yes, he died around last year in a mental institution in Egypt, and he doesn't have any money at all. And everyone was blaming him that you lost all your money in the gambling. Okay? And this is the problem of the gambling. You just start, you know, as a joke. And with no money. We would just play cards with no money. Then gradually you put $1, $2, and that's it. Total addiction, severe addiction. Okay? Yes, this is the problem with the gambling. So this is one way of earning the money, but there are people whom they earn, you know, the clubs of the gambling, those are the ones whom they know how to play the game. Okay? This is something different, and it is all corruption through, you know, cheating and lying and a lot of bad ways. The second way to earn a lot of money, and actually I learned about this when I came to America, which is selling the liquor. And they informed me that a lot of people, when they just arrived to America, they have shops to sell the liquor. Then after some time, when they have good amount of money, they actually sell these shops and they start, for example, real estate. Okay, this was mentioned to me about many, actually, unfortunately, of the Arabs. When they come to America, the most easy way is to have this, actually, liquor stores. So let us now learn why Allah the Almighty is against gambling and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, against gambling and against liquor stores or selling. Okay, actually, we must know that before Islam, there was gambling and there was liquor. Okay, both of them. And it was, yes, both of them, and actually it was the habit for those before Islam that they drank a lot and they play gambling. One of them who was heavy drunk?
Alcohol.
Alcohol, yes, so it was alcoholic, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Okay, he was highly alcoholic or severely alcoholic? He was drinking a lot of alcohol. Alcoholic, yes, before Islam. But after Islam, he stopped completely. Okay? And we will learn now how Islam, okay, taught those people how to forget about alcohol and gambling in 3 steps. Okay, we will know now about the first step. We will recite from Surah number 2, verse number 219, to learn how Islam actually managed to treat the alcohol and gambling in the Muslim community, because actually it is totally forbidden for the Muslims. The first step is in Surah number 2, verse number 219.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما ويسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل العفو كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They ask you about wine and gambling. Say, in them is great sin, and yet some benefit for people. But their sin is greater than their benefit. And they ask you what they should spend. Say, the excess beyond needs. Thus Allah make clear to you the verses of revelation that you might give thought.
Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that in them is a great sin. Okay? And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, since the evil of a particular practice is far greater than its benefit, then it is better to forget about it completely. So, number one, Allah clarified in the Holy Quran that there is great sin in gambling and alcohol. What is the next step to break the habit of drinking and gambling regarding the Arabs before Islam? We will recite now from Surah number 4, verse number 43. This was the second step. This is the second verse of the Quran which was revealed regarding gambling and alcohol. Surah number 4, verse number 43. We will recite now from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 43. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى
حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا.
صدق الله العظيم. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
O you who have believed, do not approach prayer while you're intoxicated until you know what you're saying or in a state of janaba, except those passing through a place of prayer until you have washed your whole body. And if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you comes from a place of relieving himself, or you have contacted women and had sexual intercourse and find no water, then seek clean earth and wipe over your faces and your hands with it. Indeed, Allah is ever pardoning and forgiving.
Actually, for those in the pre-Islamic Arabia, they have the traditions, or they had the traditions and the habit of mid-morning and mid-afternoon drinking. Mid-morning and mid-afternoon drinking. So Allah the Almighty clarified that they can't pray while they just drink. Okay, so that they will try, you know, to have space for the drinking, so that gradually, okay, they will not be able to attend the prayers at the same time of the time they drink, you know, alcohol. So this was the second, actually, step for them to try to space the time for drinking. But then in Surah number 5, verse number 90 and 91, Allah the Almighty sent the rule regarding the prohibition of alcohol and gambling. Surah number 5, verse number 90 and 91. surah number 5. So what we are learning? We are learning that when Islam had the plan in order to prohibit a practice, okay, which the people were familiar with for a long time, it is not just suddenly. Okay, you must stop drinking alcohol and you must stop, you know, gambling. No, Islam is the religion which actually is teaching us that you must try to change the people step by step so that they can accommodate, you know, the change. It will be actually easy for them, more easy for them to change the habits step by step. So as it is clear, Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah clarified that number one, there is a lot of sin in gambling and alcohol. Then Allah said that in Surah number 4, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that you cannot pray while you are just under the effect of, you know, drinking alcohol. Now we will see how Allah made it clear for them regarding alcohol and gambling. Surah number 5, verse number 90 and 91.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون؟
صدق الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who have believed, indeed intoxicants, gambling, sacrificing on stone altars to other than Allah, and divining arrows are but defilement from the work of Satan. So avoid it that you may be successful. Satan only wants to cause between you animosity and hatred through intoxicants and gambling, and to avert you from remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So will you not desist?
Actually, sister, these two verses of the Holy Quran, they were revealed in the third year of Islamic calendar. The matter didn't require more than sending someone around the places where people gathered in Medina to announce all intoxicants are forbidden. Everyone who had a glass of wine in his hand broke it. Bottles of wine were broken and all other intoxicants. The whole matter was over as if the people had never before drunk intoxicants. You see, so this is the belief in Allah the Almighty. When the belief is clear in your heart, it will be very easy for you to follow the command of Allah. In these two verses of the Quran, Allah clarified that intoxicants, all kinds of alcohol drinks and gambling, they are all from the shaitan. Okay, this is clear. Okay, and Allah is saying, so avoid all of this, okay, in order that you may be successful. And Allah clarified that shaitan, actually, he is aiming, okay, to spread enmity and hatred between the people through gambling and through the alcohol. Actually, we need to know, sisters, also in details, what is the effect of alcohol on our spirit, okay, or in our mind, so that it will be clear for us that, inshallah, Islam is always looking for our benefit. Islam is always looking for our benefit. Islam is not actually preventing or making alcohol and gambling to be illegal, okay, just to prevent the people from this. No, there must be always a very important reason. We must know that intoxicants, they have an effect on our conscious and self-control. Okay? So the lack of consciousness, okay, which happens through the intoxicant, is opposed to the state of alert, to be alert, okay, which Islam requires for every Muslim. Why? Because when you are always in a state of lack of not alert or lacking of your conscience, okay, this means that you are escaping the reality. Okay, this is why people are drinking. When you ask anyone why you are drinking or playing cards or gambling, she will tell you because I want to forget. Yes, I need to forget. I can't face the reality. Too much for me, let me forget for some time. Let me escape the reality for some time. So this is number one, okay? Through drinking alcohol or gambling, okay, but it is mainly through the alcohol. It is actually the escaping of the reality and also the inability to be alert, okay, which prevent man from control of his desires. And this is the reason that many crimes are done under the effect of intoxication. For example, rape, driving the cars very fast, killing the people, committing suicide. Okay, all of these crimes are done under the effect of intoxicants because you are not controlling yourself. You lose the self-control feeling. Okay, and in Islam, okay, we need to be alert all the time. How I will pray to Allah while I am semi-conscious? Okay, how I will feel the sincerity to Allah while I am not controlling myself? Okay, so to be alert, okay, is a must in Islam. Regarding the acts of worship and regarding your responsibilities. If I am a mother and I am alcoholic, okay, how I will take care of my family? How I will take care of my kids? Okay, I will be a burden on them all the time. Actually, once Yusri, she had a friend when she was in the 5th grade and her mother was admitted in an institution for those whom they are alcohol...
substance abuse program,
for the alcohol abuse, it's called. Yes, and you know that that girl, she was living with her father and a maid, okay, and she was all the time with the boys. She was 10 years old, okay, and I was all the time asking Yusr, what is going on with this girl? She told me there is no mother, okay, and the father is out, and the maid is telling her, do whatever you like. Okay, so I told her, forget about that girl completely. Because, you know, it is not my responsibility. It's very difficult for me, you know, to control someone whom she doesn't have a mother. Okay, so this is, you know, part of our responsibilities in life. I must be alert. I must be aware of my responsibilities because actually Allah will question me about my responsibilities. So when Islam made it very clear to every one of us that gambling and alcohol, whether to buy it or to sell it or to trade it, okay, and all those people, okay, actually this is illegal way of earning wealth, okay. Now inshallah we will learn about something very important also regarding the illegal ways of earning money in Islam, which is absorbing orphans' property, okay. We will recite now from surah number 4, verse number 2, 6 and 10, so that inshallah we will learn about this way of earning the wealth from the illegal ways and how it is also against the rules of Allah and how Allah will punish those people very severe punishment because of absorbing the orphan's property. We will recite now from surah number 4, verse 2, 6 and 10.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا.
2, 6 and 10.
وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم وكفى بالله حسيبا. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا.
Okay, please if you film.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And give to the orphans their property and do not substitute the defects of your own for the good of theirs. And do not consume their property into your own. Indeed, it is ever a great sin. And test the orphan and their ability until they reach marriageable age. Then, if you perceive in them sound judgment, release their property to them. And do not consume it excessively and quickly, anticipating that they will grow up. And whoever, when acting as a guardian, is self-sufficient, should refrain from taking a fee. And whoever is poor, let him take according to what is acceptable. Then, when you release their property to them, bring witness upon them, and sufficient is Allah as an accountant. Indeed, those who devour the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies fire, and they will be burned in a blaze, hellfire.
So actually, sisters, in order to know what is the definition of an orphan is a child who lost his father below the age of puberty, not his mother, his father. Okay, below the age of puberty. This is the orphan. Okay, by losing the father, he lost the love, care, and support. So it is the duty of the uncle who will take care of the orphan's money, because actually when the father, for example, died, okay, and he was a wealthy man, okay, all the money will be inherited to the kids. Okay, and so long they are kids and below puberty, there must be a guardian. Okay, it is always the brother of the father. Mostly, okay, who will take care of the money of the orphans, okay, and actually they are the kids of his brother. That is to say, he is their uncle, so he must have, you know, a kind heart regarding those small kids whom they lost their father. Accordingly, out of kindness and fear of Allah, he must take care of their money until they grow up and take their money. But actually what is going on in reality in our life is opposite to that. A lot of people whom they take care of the orphans' wealth or property, okay, they try to actually to get the benefit of that property. For example, if the orphan already inherited a good land from his father, okay, and the one who is taking care of him, he has a land which is not so good, he will exchange the land, very simply, okay, or he will have, you know, for example, a notebook, and he will write for the orphan, okay, every dollar which is spent, okay, on him, for example, the money of the education, the money of the food. Allah, the Almighty, is commanding the rich people whom they take care of the orphans. If they are not in need, to take from the money of the orphans, okay, they are not supposed to take from it. Okay, because this means that when the orphan will grow up, he will not find any money. And when he will ask his uncle, where is my money, the inherited from my father, so that it will help me in my future, he will tell him, I already spent all the money. Okay? And actually, this Allah is clarifying that those whom they actually misuse the orphans' properties as if they are eating fire. Okay, this is how Allah is clarifying the punishment. Okay, because Allah will punish those people because this is again a trust from Allah. The orphan is a trust. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, all the time he is reminding us with the orphans, okay, to give them care, to give them love. And also, if you try to move just your hand on the head of the orphan, okay, Allah will give you a reward according to the number of the hair of the orphan. Yes, because, you know, they need a lot of love. This is the problem with the orphan. Maybe they are rich or they are living good life, but they need love, they need care, they need compassion, they need attention. Okay, so those whom they are trying to absorb the orphan's property, Allah is preparing for them very bad, actually, punishment on the Day of Judgment. Now we will learn about earning money through illegal ways from three verses of the Holy Quran. And inshallah, this will be the class related to the illegal ways of earning money. And next week, inshallah, we will start the second way regarding the shaitan with the man, which is through the women. Okay, but now let us learn about other ways of earning money. We will recite now from Surah number 2, verse number 188. Surah number 2, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 188.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون.
صدق الله.
And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly, or send in bribery to the rulers in order that they might aid you to consume a portion of the wealth of the people and sin while you know it is unlawful.
So actually, sisters, let us learn about some of the illegal ways of earning money. Okay, as we mentioned, number one, the riba, riba interest. Number two, insurance. Okay, there is a big problem regarding the insurance issues, regarding the interest of the insurance. And actually, it is considered by most of the scholars that it is an illegal way. Okay. Number three, selling alcohol and narcotics. Number four, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, prostitution and those promoting and distributing it. Number six, earning through astrology. Number seven, earning through fraud, like concealing fault of the product, and also telling lies, okay, regarding the price. Okay, so actually, if we try to think it over, and if we try actually to look around, we will notice that the illegal ways of earning money is so so common. Okay, and this is a sign that most of the people are following the shaitan, unfortunately.
Question for saving for retirement, for 401k,
yes.
Is that also?
Actually, I don't know much, to tell you the truth, about, you know, the system in the United States.
The 401k is usually, it's like, it's invested, and it goes up and down, so it depends on profits.
Yes.
So it's stocks,
stocks are okay.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Whatever.
Because the value will fluctuate. It's not like fixed. You're gonna get a fixed interest after all.
Yes. This is the most important. Is that the value will increase or decrease, and you don't know. You don't know what will happen. Okay. So it is up to Allah. So all the time you pray to Allah that to increase it. You are connected with Allah regarding the money, and you leave it to Allah. So this is acceptable. Okay, or this is legal. Do you have a question?
I was asking if you could just tell us the seven different ones again.
Yes, I will give it to you, inshallah. So, inshallah, now, sisters, in conclusion, shaitan is after every one of us to encourage him to earn money through the illegal ways. His goal is to corrupt our lives through the widespread of drugs, prostitution, and gambling. Actually, it is the mistake and the sin of every Muslim who disobeys Allah regarding earning money. That is to say, the one who obeys shaitan and earns money through the illegal ways, as Allah will punish him in this life and in the hereafter. And let us make the dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials of in life and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.